Young voices from across the Turks and Caicos Islands took center stage this week as the Rotaract Club of Providenciales hosted a national youth tribunal focused on one of the country's most pressing issues, whether the Turks and Caicos Islands should prioritize controlling the cost of living over rapid economic growth. Held on May 20th, the event brought together passionate and articulate young people who tackled the topic through spirited discussion, debate, and thoughtful analysis. Participants explored the realities many residents are currently facing, including rising prices, housing affordability, wages, and the long-term effect of economic development on everyday citizens. The tribunal created a platform for youth empowerment and meaningful dialogue, allowing young people to share bold perspectives on the future direction of the country. Attendees were also treated to entertainment throughout the evening, adding to an engaging atmosphere of the event. Here are some of the highlights.
Youth Tribunal 2026. I wish to commend the Rotaract Club of Providenciales, its president Andy Mizik, and all of the organizers for hosting this important initiative, which creates a meaningful platform for dialogue, civic engagement, and youth participation in national development. Tonight's topic: should the Turks and Caicos Islands prioritize controlling the cost of living over rapid economic growth, speaks directly to one of the most pressing conversations taking place not only here in the Turks and Caicos Islands, but across the world. As a country, we continue to experience economic growth, investment, and development across all sectors. However, we also recognize that growth must be meaningful, inclusive, and felt by our people. Economic progress must ultimately translate into improved quality of life, greater opportunities, and increased stability for our citizens and residents alike. It is therefore encouraging to see young, progressive leaders, professionals, entrepreneurs, and youth advocates coming together to thoughtfully discuss these issues and contribute perspectives on the future direction of our nation.
So the question before us is quite simple. Should we prioritize the cost of living over rapid economic growth? My answer is yes, because growth without stability is not progress, it is pressure. And when cost of living is too high, people stop planning. Risk-taking declines. Ownership becomes harder to reach. And when that happens, we lose capacity, the ability to build, create, and move forward. But more importantly, what can we do? First, prioritize affordability as a national strategy, not just broad ideas, but targeted actions. For example, introducing a price transparency system to make pricing transparent so essential goods markups stay fair.
The Turks and Caicos Islands has experienced a strong economic expansion, driven mainly by tourism and foreign investment. Yet many residents still face a difficult reality. Life is becoming increasingly expensive. Because our country depends heavily on imported food, fuel, and household goods, prices remain high. Many working families struggle with rent, groceries, utility bills, and transportation costs, especially due to the fact that we do not have public transportation. That tells us something important. Economic growth is not automatically improving the quality of life. Rapid expansion of benefits, rapid expansion often benefits investors, developers, and luxury tourism sectors first. Without policies to control living costs, working class citizens can be left behind. Take housing as an example. Tourism growth increases demand for land and rentals, pushing property prices higher and making affordable housing harder for local residents to access. Especially after the boom of Airbnb is taking up apartments and buildings that could be used for affordable housing.
Because while the economy may be expanding, many of our people feel as though they are struggling to keep up. Across these islands, hardworking citizens face the reality of the rising grocery prices, increasing rent, higher electricity, fuel costs, and the growing uncertainty about whether they can realistically afford to build a secure future in the country they call home.
But there's an argument being made that easing the squeeze of cost of living must be our absolute highest priority, even if it means pulling back on our economic momentum. The claim is that we must collectively slow development to make life more affordable. That sounds compassionate. It's not. It's a trap.
Have you ever heard the saying, you can't pit two baddies against each other? That is the basis for my answer today. We should not choose one over the other. Instead, the TCI must pursue economic growth that improves cost of living and the quality of life for its people. There lies an important intersection between development and economic growth. Economic growth means nothing if the average person still struggles to afford housing, groceries, and even access to opportunities. Inflation has affected countries all over the world, so the government must have a clear strategy that ensures economic growth that benefits Turks and Caicos Islanders, not just investors and large corporations.
Based on comments on social media following the event, many residents say they are looking forward to more initiatives like this that encourage open discussion, civic engagement, and youth participation in issues impacting the nation's future.